I'd like to call the meeting back to order, and with that, first item, I'm going to move on to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, the first item is ordinance 2026-13, an ordinance authorizing the borough to issue electric utility revenue bonds in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $3,315,000 to finance the Scow Bay standby generator project, and directing that this matter be submitted to the qualified voters for consideration at the next regular election to be held on October 6, 2026. This is the second reading. PMPL is requesting approval of ordinance 2026-13, authorizing the issuance of the revenue bond for the completion of the Scow Bay standby generator generation project. Construction costs increases since the project initiation caused a dramatic budget shortfall that would be funded through this bond issuance. If approved by the assembly in three readings, the question of issuing the revenue bond debt will be placed on the October 6, 2026 local ballot for consideration by Petersburg voters. Ordinance 2026-13 was unanimously approved in the first reading. Do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2026-13?
Second, or excuse me, I was so moved. I apologize.
Second.
They've been moved by Member Stanton Gregor, second by Member Newman. Is there any discussion from assembly members? Okay, seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes. And that, to put the bond on the ballot has been approved to 5-0. Moving on then to ordinance 2026-14A, an ordinance amending Title 19 zoning of the Petersburg Municipal Code to regulate wireless communication facilities and other towers and transmitters. Second reading. If approved in three readings, this ordinance would establish zoning and permitting standards for wireless communication facilities and other towers. It requires these facilities be reviewed as conditional uses, providing public notice and planning commission review and approval, while remaining consistent with the Federal Telecommunications Act of 1996 and related regulations. The ordinance creates a new chapter of the Municipal Code governing wireless facilities. It would prioritize co-location, sets development standards, and provides a waiver procedure if strict adherence to the development standards would require technically impossible designs, cause structural instability, or result in an inability to close a significant coverage gap or leave a coverage area functionally unable to handle emergency calls. It is intended to balance the community's needs for reliable wireless and other communication services with public safety and aesthetic concerns. Memo from Director Cabrera, a list is including a list of proposed amendments and supporting maps is attached. Ordinance 2026-14 was approved as amended in the first reading. Do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2026-14A in the second reading?
I move to adopt ordinance 2026-14A in its second reading.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved by Member Newman, seconded by Member Stanton Gregor. Go ahead, Member Newman.
I move to amend ordinance 2026-14A by adopting the 10 amendments proposed in Director Cabrera's memorandum dated July 6, 2026.
Is there a second?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. It's been forwarded by Member Newman, seconded by Member Mucci. And with that, let's go through it. There were some questions from the audience here tonight that I'd like to address first. And there was one related, I think you made some notes, Member Stanton Gregor, on a couple.
Might be different than yours.
Okay, go ahead. You go ahead with yours, and then I'll find mine. That's right.
This is not in regards to the 10 things, but I will speak to the amendment. I think some very good points were raised, one by committee member Knight on the process. You know, on the first reading, we had five amendments, and now here we have 10 plus again, because there's subsets A, B, and C. I think this is a very rushed ordinance that, due to all these amendments, can appear that it lacks transparency. I don't think that is the intent of this, but I think it feels that way. During my time on the assembly, I've never seen 15 amendments on an ordinance. My take is, if we have to do 15 amendments, we should have not brought it forward until it was done. It's not a good ordinance. It's not a good piece of legislation. So I wanted to be very clear on the record. I think this process is and has been deeply flawed in how we got there. I said this in the first reading. I would have much rather seen both concerns of the public, concerns from the assembly, and potentially telecommunication stakeholders addressed through council and through the borough clerk before this was brought to us. It doesn't feel like a clean process. I want to, another community member, Ms. McMurrin, spoke to some of the vagaries and ambiguities on here. Kay, one about visual impacts. WCF shall be configured and located in a manner that shall minimize adverse visual impacts. I agree. I think it's a wholly subjective and not useful piece of language. One, to speak more specifically to these 10 amendments, amendment number 2, 19.58-050B, to the word separation add to mitigate visual clutter. And then, you know, to add explanatory information to the need for sensitive area buffer and tower separation requirements. I think even the wording to mitigate visual clutter is not productive. We have existing towers near our school right now, and the ones on top of our grocery store. One could very easily argue those are already visual clutter. I'm on the fence if I'm going to vote yes on the amendments or the ordinance itself. Again, I think it's rife with issues and shouldn't be before us right now. So I'll pass the floor to whoever wants it.
I'll go back to Director Cabrera there. There was a question asked about definition on item number 6. Would you address what was intended and in the meaning behind it?
Right, so the it talks about the conditional use process and third-party review, and you get, from the third-party review, you actually get a report from usually a consulting company that looks at all the applicant information. And so what is the language that is struck, it authorized the director to require changes to the WCF design or location. And as a local authority, we don't really have authority to regulate the WCF design. And so instead of having the director do that, the director instead is just going to provide information from the third party review to the applicant, and they're going to have to make any adjustments to design that would be necessary. So it's not, it's just sort of taking the borough out of that role.
Thank you. I'm going to go, if any of the members want to strike items or to make adjustments, you could do that with a motion. Or we could go ahead and approve all those, all as tonight. Does any, do either, Member Mucci?
Thank you. I'll put my hand down here if I can figure out how to do that. There you go. Yeah, you know, I agree with Member Stanton Gregor. You know, that it's not a very, it doesn't, this whole ordinance does not flow very well. I've spent a ton of time on this ordinance with the borough attorney, city staff, and, you know, trying to, somebody told me the other day, thread the needle on protecting the community's best interest and, you know, walking that fine line from some of the concerns that we heard from some of the letters we received from telecommunication companies. You know, I'm not impressed at all when I get a letter from the telecommunications company with veiled threats to the community about lawsuits and, you know, That's no big concern of mine. What is a concern of mine is to continue forward with this process, because I just see there's examples that have happened since we started working with this wireless communication facilities ordinances about, without having anything in place, we have a potential to have a cell tower out at Papke's. We saw one up at Mill Road, and we see one that's going to be put up there across the street from the ferry terminal. And I don't like that, but there's nothing I can do to prevent that from happening. And without this wireless communication facility ordinance, this is the first step for protecting the community, and whether or not people believe that. For me, this is how I look at it. This might not be 100% protect the community, but I think it's going to get us to a point where we can continue to look at it. And if we need to make adjustments to it as we go along, I'm willing to do that. But, and I know these 10 amendments that we're looking at here, some have more weight than the others, but a lot of them were kind of cleaning up some language that, there was to eliminate the number 10 there about eliminating the requirement to minimum bond of $150,000. That was just an arbitrary number that was there. And so, for me, I'm fine with that. And for all these 10 amendments, I'm fine on it. I don't know how to get out to the community these 10 amendments so that they can chew on them in between the two assembly meetings, the 2 weeks between the two assembly meetings. These have been, some of us have spent a lot of time trying to, like I said before, thread the needle. And I'm going to vote to support these 10 amendments, and I'm going to continue to work for the next 2 weeks to make sure that, or before the next assembly meeting, to make sure that, we're protecting the community's best interest and making sure we have some type of guidelines for cell towers in the community. And I agree with a lot of the comments that have been said about, well, who says there's a cell coverage shortage? I mean, it's very arbitrary. But yeah, I just want to, I know that a lot of members of the community are kind of frustrated with the whole process, but and I know a lot of members of the assembly are working very hard, and I know, and I really want to recognize city staff for really, really being patient with me and other members of the assembly, asking the same question over and over, because this is brand new language, trying to understand, trying to put together an ordinance that would regulate a business in town. And it's new to me. And I just wanted to thank city staff for it. And like I said earlier, I plan to vote to support this to move it forward. And I'll be working on it between now and the next meeting to make sure that if there's some concerns in the community that I think aren't being met, that we can drag those along into the process. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members have a comment before I call the roll?
On the amendment?
On the amendment. I want to follow up with what Member Mucci said, is that I think that I've watched, and I think this assembly has spent more time on this ordinance than I think I've seen spend on a lot of other things. And I know we've racked up considerable expense with the attorney on this ordinance. And so with that, I'll give our assembly a lot of credit for the amount of work and time that's been spent on this. Whether you agree or disagree, I don't think any of the members have shied away from looking into the details of this. And with that, would the clerk please call the roll on the amendment?
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Greger?
Yes.
Okay. And the amendment passes 5-0. And now, going back to the main motion as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Main motion as amended. Would the clerk please?
We'll go. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just as a lot of talk had been had tonight around being under or the so-called underserved, a lens I'm looking through as a member of the public so eloquently said, I'm a mental health provider. We have clinic and a hospital here, and telehealth is going to be increasing as we move forward. And I'm not looking at today, next week, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. I want us to be able to be prepared to provide good services going into the future. And I think increased telecommunication presence will be a part of that, or we will get left behind. I'm not sure this ordinance solves that right now, but I just wanted to let the public know that's something I'm thinking about long term. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members like to make comments on? Okay, hearing none. Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm, you know, just repeating a little bit of what I said earlier. Yeah, I'm committed to getting a good ordinance out, and I know some people won't be happy on the assembly and or in the community about what the final product is here, but I'm committed to. You know, if there are some glaring errors in this that just we can't live with or we're just messed up on, I'd like to hear them in the next 2 weeks. I'm kind of traveling tomorrow, but I have a cell phone with great coverage down here. And I want to get a good ordinance out. So, and Judy and that group knows how to get a hold of me, and I'm willing to talk to them and see what we can do. But yeah, I plan to work on it. I imagine pretty much every day for the next 2 weeks just to make sure we get a good ordinance out the door. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Member Mucci. Anybody else? Any other member would like to make comments? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes. And it passes with as amended to 5-0. I'll move on then to the next item on the agenda. And lost my place here. Hold just a second. It's resolution 2026-17, a resolution of the Petersburg Borough Assembly amending the current regular meeting. Oh, wait, I'm on a different.
There you go.
Yeah, I've got too many papers in front of me is what the problem is.
Here it is if you want it.
Oh, we're on to new business then.
Yep. Hey.
Okay, new business. Resolution 2026-18, a resolution accepting conveyance from the state of Alaska of approximately 8.8 acres of tide and submerged land at Papke's Landing, ADL 109287, including the associated dock and boat launch infrastructure, and authorizing the borough manager to execute all documents necessary to complete the conveyance. If approved, this resolution will accept conveyance of the Papke's Landing dock and related tide and submerged lands from the state of Alaska. Do I have a motion to approve resolution 2026-18?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, been moved by Member Stanton Gregor, second by Member Newman. Discussion from the assembly? Okay, Member Stanton Gregor.
Thank you. Mr. Manager, just for those listening at home, you know, this is an issue a lot of us on the assembly have been navigating for a decade plus, or some version of, for the sake of discussion, let's say this resolution passes, what would be the next steps? And if you could just take it from there, is that okay?
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Through the mayor. So we started this process about a year ago at the borough level with applications to DNR for both the tidelands and the uplands. It's taken this long to get to the tidelands portion, and they're ready to send that to the borough. DOT, which owns the actually above water stuff, can't give us that until the tidelands. It's kind of like a catch-22. So the DNR says we can't get the tidelands until we own the dock, and DOT says we can't own the dock until we have the tidelands. Anyway, this will allow us to make that happen. The Uplands, which is still an outstanding application, may be another year. DNR was non-committal on how long that process will take. And that was an important part of what we wanted at one point, was to be able to expand the parking. The borough owns three lots down there. And so this will be the first step. One advantage of taking the Tidelands and the dock and getting that in borough hands is then we can start looking for grants. That has always been one of the problems, is how to get a grant on something we don't own. So this will help with that. I have no grants lined up or anything, but it does give us an opportunity to make a push for that. So,
yeah. Thank you, Steve, for clarifying for those listening at home. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other comments from assembly members? Would the clerk please call the roll on resolution 2026-18?
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Okay. And the resolution 2026-18 passes with a 5-0 vote. And we will accept the conveyance of the tidelands at Papke's Landing. Second item on there is replacement of sanitation unit number 1117. Public Works recommend to replacing sanitation unit number 117, a refuse truck nearing the end of the service life, with a new unit from the Alaska Municipal Equipment LLC via Sourcewell for $385,758.38. A memo from Director Moreau and a quote is attached. Do I have a motion to purchase the replacement for sanitation unit number 117?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Member Stan Gregor, second by Member Newman. Discussion? Seen none on the screen, and would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Okay. And that passes 5-0, so we will be purchasing a replacement for a sanitation unit 17, the refuge truck. The next item on the agenda is a letter to Alaska DOT regarding snow removal. With the help of the clerk, we've put together prepared a letter to the Alaska Department of Transportation requesting additional snow removal services within the community to improve public service and accessibility in the winter months. And this is the follow-up of some discussion of several months ago. With the assembly's approval, I would like to send the letter that is part of this packet to Alaska DOT. Do I have a motion to approve that letter?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. The move by Member Mucci, second by Member Newman. Discussion? Being none or hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Vice Mayor Stan Gregor?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Newman? Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Yes. And we will be sending then the letter to the Department of Transportation, asking them for some additional snow clearance on some of our roads here, side roads here and walkways here in Petersburg. The correspondence and communications, the correspondence is part of the packet. And I'll move on then to assembly discussion items. The first item under assembly discussion items is the airport subdivision. This discussion item requested by Member Mucci. Potential criteria and procedures for the sale of 9 borough-owned lots in the expanded airport subdivision, as well as other borough-owned properties, including valuation methods and sales options, such as auction, sealed bid, or other processes. Assembly guidance is requested regarding the preferred approach for marketing and selling the parcels. And with that, I'll turn the first part of the discussion over to Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I was talking to Steve last week, and he has been sending us updates about what's going on up at the Lincoln Haida Extension subdivision. And I think he's looking for some opinions from us about what we'd like to do and how we'd like to sell parcels up there. And Steve might want to speak to this, or the manager might want to speak to this a little bit more. But I think the idea is to have this as a discussion item and an action item, possibly at the next assembly meeting. But maybe I can hand it over to the borough manager to maybe fill it in a little bit. I didn't cover everything. Thank you.
Yeah, I, you know, this is our second go round on subdivision. And I think that the manager has some strong views. When, and so if you'd like to present what you would like to do, I would appreciate it.
Sure, through the mayor. I could resend, work with Liz and our attorney, and resend some things that we've kind of tossed around internally. But this is an opportunity for the borough. You're going to have, the borough's assembly is going to have 9 lots up in the airport subdivision that'll be ownership. Maybe by the end of the summer, it may slide into the fall. And staff's going to want to know, because we're getting questions from people in town already. Can I buy that and just make my lot bigger? I don't know what the assembly wants in those areas. Can I buy the lot next to my house that I already up there? Can I buy it and create a duplex? The answer is yes, actually, to that. So there's a, I kind of need to know from the assembly's perspective what, how you, if you, what, if any, restrictions you want to put on the sale, so I can start letting people know that are calling the borough and calling Liz and me to ask, hey, can I, how can I buy one of these lots? Anyway, that's where this comes from. I can send some stuff out that we've tossed around, but it, I think it's probably best for the assembly in a in an open meeting to kind of have that conversation. Anyway, that's, unless you have questions here that I can try to answer.
Okay, I'm going to start inside. Member Stanton Gregor.
Yeah, more of a clarifier, I guess, Stephen, when that original airport subdivision was sold, were those by outcry auction? If I believe, or maybe I'm way off on that.
So, through the mayor, there was two groups of property that were sold. One is those lots owned by the borough. The others that were owned by Klingit Haida.
Yep.
So I can't speak to how the
Klingit Haida, I mean, the borough owned lots is what I'm
referring
to.
Borough owned lots were outcry auction.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And I mean, I recommend that it be outcry auction on the 9 lots. And this time, I mean, I think that's gives people a chance to bid on it. And then I've heard a lot of, I've heard from staff, I've heard from a couple of assembly members at various times about restrictions that the assembly may want to put on how people develop the lot, time frames, you know, things like that. And I can't answer those questions right now. People are starting to ask.
And you, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So just as a follow-up to it, so if I'm hearing you right, we would need to put something, create some sort of action item giving you formal direction on what criteria, if there are any restrictions, obviously by outcry or by sealed bid, blah, blah, blah. But if, in short, you're going to be looking, not in discussion item, but down the line on some sort of formal action item to give you direction.
Through the mayor, correct. And I can send out to everybody kind of some things we've talked about internally.
That'd be helpful for me.
And we just take a look at it when it comes out is all I'm asking. It's a big deal to community members who want or happy to see some things done in housing, and we're going to have 9 lots that the borough's going to own available here pretty quick. They're putting pipe in the ground as we speak, so it's not going to be too far out.
One of the things we've talked about earlier was is that we want to see the lots developed. That's our whole purpose here, and so whatever we do, in my opinion, needs to go towards making sure that those lots are developed. And so with that in mind, one of the recommendations I believe you had was is that we only have 1 lot per person or per family, however you wanted to do it.
To answer your question, yes, I have some ideas on that. I'd be happy to send them out to the assembly. And just because they're my ideas doesn't make them right. This is an assembly decision on how you want to go about selling these lots. It's a big deal. These are 9 really nice lots in a nice subdivision. And we have a lot to thank Klingit Haida Housing for all the work they've done, the amount of money they've spent getting the infrastructure in. It's a chance that it doesn't come by us very often to have this available. And I just want to make sure I do it the way the assembly wants.
I'll speak for myself as whatever we do, I believe we should have it. Our objective is to get those lots developed, you know, to provide more housing in town. And so whatever criteria we come up with, in my opinion, needs to focus that we get those houses, not only sell the lots, but have them developed.
Yes, sir.
Anything, Member Newman, Member Martin? Very quiet. So if you're, then what I guess what I'm hearing is you can come forward with a proposal that how we would approach it.
To answer, yes, you'll have it this week.
Okay,
so
thank you.
You can decide how you want to go from there.
Very good, thank you. There is no other items under assembly discussion items. I'm going to move then to assembly member comments. Does any assembly member have comments tonight? Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I just want to go back to the wireless communication facility ordinance. I'm planning to spend a lot of time in the next 2 weeks trying to make sure that we have a document that everybody is halfway happy with, and especially members of the assembly make sure that they like it better than they like it now. So that's my commitment for the next 2 weeks. But I just wanted to say thanks to the community for all their hard work, and especially to the staff for putting up with me and being patient with me and helping me understand all the nuances that are involved in this new language to me. And I just wanted to make sure they understood how much I appreciate what they do. So thank you.
Thank you. Other comments from assembly members? Okay. Seeing none, is there any recognitions tonight? Member Stanton Greger.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you briefly mentioned in the mayor's report, I wholly agree. It's a huge thank you to everyone who's a part of the massive 4th of July celebration here in town. A little bit of rain on Friday, beautiful for most of Saturday. Good seeing our community enjoying it, and I know a lot of work goes into it. And a secondary recognition, it's more of a, it's not assembly related, but I wanted to recognize Mr. Thomas Kumpf because today the U.S. was playing Belgium in the World Cup. I was really pulling for the U.S., but our friend and neighbor, Thomas Kumpf, is from Belgium, so he is celebrating right now. So I want to enjoy yourself, Thomas. I'm a little bitter, but I'm happy for you. So there you go.
Thank you. Other comments and the recognitions? Okay, with that, last item on the agenda is an executive session, and I believe there's a motion in front of the members to move into executive session.
I move that the assembly enter into executive session in accordance with Alaska Statute 44.62.310C to discuss the status of wage negotiations between the borough and PMEA with members of the borough negotiating team.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, been moved by Member Newman, seconded by Member Stanton Greger. And with that, would the clerk please call the roll?
Vice Mayor Stanton Greger?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes. With that, there are no decisions will be made in the executive session, but we will move in, we will then move into executive session. And that requires us then to clear to only the assembly members, the manager, and I believe the negotiating team is involved.
Recording stopped.